No. Hey, thanks for having us. To make the, we thought we were going after the open mic. We just got really full, so if I just kind of, you know, vomit right here in the middle, no offense. My belly sure is full, and we also had the pleasure, great pleasure, of doing a workshop with, I think, about 15 really incredible individuals who we sat around talking with and giving feedback to, and now I just got to make sure I take all that feedback I gave them and put up or shut up, right? I think it's best if we start off with our belief system so that you all can know where we stand right off the bat. And since this is our belief system, we like to offer that if you don't believe what we believe, maybe after the show tonight, your family and our families could get together and have a war. It's very popular now. I don't know if you've been watching the news. I think it's a great idea, because then we'll... Oh, welcome. I think it's a great idea, because then we'll die faster, and we'll know who was right. Dude. It was your God. Touché, motherfucker. It's so ridiculous, right? Yeah, like if all 6 billion of us, amazing individual experiences walking around this wacky, scary, funny-ass planet, if we all died at once, every living creature, every last thing on it, if we all died at once, and they lined all 6 billion of us up in one long old line, and despite the poetry and the friends and the family and the joy and the healing, the healing. I hope that's why some of you came here tonight. And the good times and the bad times, the darkness and the light, the way we were able to appreciate the sun and the moon alike, all of it, front to back, the whole spectrum, the whole sphere of it. Despite all of that, if there really, really literally was just one cranky, probably white guy in the sky who came down to that line of 6 billion phenomenal individual experiences, and he just selected, like, you know, a few faves for Hev and then burned everybody else forever. Okay, like, if you've ever held your thumb over a lighter for 3 seconds, that motherfucker hurts. We're talking about all your skin and your entrails and your soul forever. If there was really just literally one guy who did that, what a dick. This is really easy to hear, y'all. I just need you to pretend on this side there's an albino monkey making bass in a jug with his tongue. Alright, cool. Pretend over here there's a pitch black woman dressed in a slow tornado who looks so much like the nighttime she turns almost blue in the sun. She's going to carry us through this tune with Huntsville, Texas and the Soul Lifters Gospel Choir. That's my backup, Diva. Alright, cool. But then back here is just one big bang. Now it's you, Cork. Pretend you're just beating yourselves. Pretend you live for a living. Pretend inside your skin you've got a friend who's willing to give you everything you ever wanted in exchange for all you've ever been. Pretend you're more obsessed with this moment, y'all, and a little bit less with the way it may have ever been done before or will ever get done again. And for a moment on fire, pretend in front of me it's a plywood lemonade stand with a sign on the front that reads, "I've got no more lemons, just my opinions, yours for a dime a dozen today." And they're always going to be on the table, y'all, but only some are going to set you free. Okay, now here's what I'm going to need you to believe, please.
believe that here stands a man who pretends not to fall apart, right? Who gets so nervous that his lips peel back when we give any slack to the dark side. Who gets so God-solid scared you're going to want to talk about tomorrow again. That he'll pretend to stand and listen with a sharp look on his face while the monkey plays bass. With a backup Devo pulling backup faith for this one man cross universe relay race to try and be more than human, beginning and ending moment by moment, rolled over, reversing again, because history is repeating itself in record time, y'all, and we have got to stop acting like nothing's happening. When we've got 6 billion dawning truths setting 6 billion different suns on you, but we 6 billion gods, we're all still up in arms over what it's going to cost to follow through so that you can be me forever, my friend. At the same time, I get to be you. So you can rock me, brother rock, and you can soothe me, sister soothe, like one big bang, because I don't believe the big bang really happened yet. I think the small bang might have went, but the big bang is just on her mark, set, and is really ready to go. Kind of like a slow tornado, growing larger than your 6 billion words, moving faster than a sky that flies farther away from every square inch of us racing birds. It looks a lot like it would if just one brain in the heart of this place rose up to the actual size of the actual voice it actually contained, into just one head singing just one song with a word and 6 billion looks on its face to see a monkey play bass. To feel a backup diva with her backup face going off, y'all, like one big... Hey, thank y'all very much for having us.
Today you stopped kissing me. My lips sat on the street corner of my face with a cardboard sign, homeless. Anything helps. So I started kissing the microwave just for the warmth. But didn't like the brain cancer in the morning. Coughed at the butterflies in my belly and told them to go home. Started dating again. But their names all ended in one night stands and I could never tell them apart. I have choked back poor choices like cheap liquor in a fancy dress. No, I'm not perfect. Yes, I've done things I regret. Been more hollow than holy and held myself upright. The night before I left, I wrote I love you into the palm of your hand and watched as you tried to stamp it on the rest of your body. That was the most poetic example of lies spreading like wildfire I have ever seen. But I burned my last bridge with a match made from the morning. You held my face in your hand, the sun in the other, and called me magnificent. I was born again that day. These are the reasons we come here. These are why we stay. When your heart is on one side and your head on the other, that space in between is the best place to break bones and good habits. Ask me. I'll tell you all about it. It's late nights before early morning. It's that last shot at 2 a.m. It's credit card things left unsaid and couldn't find the condom. It's being the age you are and wondering how you got to where you came. It's being vegan and killing 6 spiders in the last year on purpose. I regret that. It's for the one developing her sense of humor by laughing at her heart between his teeth. It's falling in love with the wrong person twice. It's falling off the wagon again. It's why she drinks whiskey till 5 in the morning like the rising sun depends on it. She's fallen flatline so many times, her beating breath is beginning to sound like suicide on repeat. She plays it backwards. Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sometimes. Sometimes we get it right. Turn our yellow-bellied head to the sky and call ourselves wise like the wind from blowing around the way we did, while our heart fancies itself fireworks and the grass on the other side contemplates a makeover. There are bombs falling in our bloodstream. Some days, living sounds like a distant version of tick, tick, boom. We blow some shit up occasionally. Keeps us on our toes. Dancing in the dark corners, learning to wear this skin like it's our own. I have gotten back up just as many times as I've fallen down. We prayed like it was our first time and prayed like it was our last. We hold our breath. Do our best to walk this line we draw for ourselves. Sometimes it stops and picks up again. Sometimes in order to move forward, we have to let go of where we've been. Even a sunflower, when given the option, leans full-bodied into the heat, so burn. That's the best way we know how to keep it alive. Thanks, guys. Becoming astronauts. I fought with my knuckles white as stars and left bruises the shape of Salem. There are things we know by heart and things we don't. At 13, my friend Jen tried to teach me how to blow rings of smoke. I'd watch the nicotine rising from her lips like halos, but I could never make dying beautiful. The sky didn't fill with colors the night I convinced myself veins are kite strings you can only cut free at. Suppose I love this life. In spite of my clenched fists, I opened my palm and my lifeline took out branches from an aspen tree, and there were songbirds perched on the tips of my fingers, and I wonder if Beethoven held his breath the first time his fingers touched the keys, the same way a soldier holds his breath the first time his finger clicks the trigger. We all have different reasons for forgetting to breathe, but my lungs remember. The day my mother took my hand and placed it on her belly and told me the symphony beneath was my baby sister's heartbeat, and I knew life would tremble like the first tear on a prison guard's hardened cheek, like a prayer rising from a dying man's lips, like a vet holding a full bottle of whiskey, like an empty gun in a war zone. Just take me. Just take me. Sometimes the scales themselves weigh far too much. The heaviness of forever balancing blue sky with red blood. We were all born on days when too many people died in terrible ways. But you still have to call it a birthday, y'all. You still have to fall for the prettiest girl on the playground at recess and hope she knows you can hit a baseball further than any boy in the whole third grade. And I've been running for home to the windpipe of a man who sings while his hands play washboard with a spoon on a street corner in New Orleans, where every boarded up window is still painted with the words, "We're coming back," like a promise to the ocean that we will always keep moving towards the music. The way Basquiat slept in a cardboard box to be closer to the rain. Beauty, catch me on your tongue. Thunder, clap us open. The pupils in our eyes were not born to hide beneath their death. Tonight, lay me down to rest in the Arizona desert. Then wake me washing the feet of pregnant women who climbed across the border with their bellies aimed towards the sun. I know a thousand things louder than a soldier's gun. I know the heartbeat of his mother. Don't cover your ears. Don't cover your ears. There is a boy writing poems in Central Park, and as he writes, he moves, and his bones become the bars of Mandela's jail cells stretching apart. And there are men playing chess in the December cold who can't tell if the breath rising from their board is their opponent's or their own. And there's a woman on the stairwell of the subway swearing she can hear Niagara Falls from a rooftop in Brooklyn. And I'm remembering how Niagara Falls is a city overrun with vendors and traffic and strip malls in one incredibly brave river that makes it all worth it, y'all. I know this world is far from perfect. I am not the type to mistake a streetlight for the moon. I know our wounds are deep as the Atlantic, but every ocean has a shoreline, and every shoreline has a tide that is constantly returning to wake the songbirds in our hands, to wake the music in our bones, to place one fearless kiss on the mouth of that brave river that has to run to the center of our hearts to find its way home. Yeah. So all you people that were involved in the workshop earlier, I'm feeling extra nervous because I'm like, oh, they're watching our performance here.
I'm like, don't
look
so much.
Feel free to give us some feedback afterwards, all right? Okay.
Still, there are days when there is no way, not even a chance,
that I dare for even a second glance at the reflection of my body in the mirror, and she knows why.
Like I know why she only cries when she feels like she's about to lose control.
She knows how much control is worth.
Knows what a woman can lose when her power to move
is taken away.
By a grip so thick with hate it could clip the wings of God. Leave the next 8 generations of your blood shaken, and tonight something inside me is breaking.
My heart beating so deep beneath the sheets of her pain I could give every tear she's crying.
A year, a name, and a face I'd forever erase from her mind if I could.
But how much closer to free would any of us be?
If even a few of us forgot what too many women in this world cannot. And I'm thinking, what the hell would you tell your daughter?
Your someday daughter, when you have to hold her beautiful face to the beat up face of this place
that hasn't learned the meaning of stop. What would you tell your daughter of the womb raped empty?
The eyes swollen shut.
The gut too frightened to hold food. The thousands upon thousands of bodies used and abused.
It was 7 minutes of the worst kind of hell.
7, and she stopped believing in heaven.
Distrust became her law. Fear her Bible.
The only chance of survival.
Don't trust any of them. Both the doors to your home, hiding into your windows, walk into the car alone, get the keys in the lock. Please, 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 please open. Like already you can feel that 5-figure noose around your neck.
200 pounds of hatred
being raised into the sacred soil of your flesh. Please, 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 please open. Already you're choking on your breath, listening for the broken records of defense. Answer the question, answer the question, answer the question, miss. Why am I on trial for this? Would you talk to your sister, your daughter, your mother like this? I am generations of sisters, daughters, mothers, our bodies, battlefields, war grounds beneath the weapons of your brother's hands. You know they found landmines in broken women's souls, black holes in the parts of their hearts that once sang symphonies of creation, bright as the light on infinity's halo. She says, I remember the way love used to glow on my skin before he made his way in. Every touch feels like a sin that could crucify Medusa. Kali, Oshun, Mary, bury me in a blue blanket so their god doesn't know I'm a girl. Cut off my curls, I want peace when I'm dead. Her friend knocks at the door, it's been 3 weeks. Don't you think it's time you got out of bed? No. The ceiling fan still feels like it's breath. I think I need just a couple more days of rest. Please. Bruises on her knees from praying to forget. She's heard stories of Vietnam vets who can still feel the tingling of their amputated limbs. She's wondering how many women are walking around this world feeling the tingling of their amputated wings, remembering what it was to fly, to sing, tonight. She's not wondering what she would tell her daughter. She knows what she would tell her daughter. She'd ask her, what gods do you believe in? I'll build you a temple of mirrors so you can see them. Is the brightest star you've ever wished on? I'll show you the light in you that may that wish come true. Tonight she is not asking you what you would tell your daughter. She's right deep in the hell of slaughter, has already died 1,000 deaths with every unsteady breath, 1,000 graves in every pore of her flesh, and she knows this war's not over, knows there's bleeding to come, knows she's far from the only woman or girl trusting this world no more than the hands trust what's in barbed wire. She was whole before that night, believed in heaven before that night, and she's not the only one. She knows she won't be the only one. She's not asking what you're going to tell your daughter. She's asking what you're going to teach your son.
Sounded like you swallowed a water slide. Did you lose it, Katie? Is it still there? Oh, you really lost it completely. Oh, no. We'll work on that. You got 3 minutes. Wow. Boy, I don't like following those girls. What you gonna teach your son? My mother told me, if you ever become a rock star, don't smash the guitar. There are too many poor kids out there who have nothing, and they see that crap. when all they want to do is play that thing. Boy, you better let them play. Okay, if she ever starts in on one of these lectures, your best bet is to pull up a chair, Chief, because Mama don't deal in the abridged version. She worries about me so much some days, y'all. It's like watching windshield wipers on high speed during a very light sprinkle. And I gotta tell her, Ma, you were making me so nervous. She was born to be laid back, y'all, I swear, but some of us were brought up in households where carefree is a panty liner. And the only option for getting out is to walk faster. The woman can run in high heels backwards while double-checking my homework, bursting my bubble, rolling enough coins to make sure I have lunch money, and preparing for a meeting at my school on her only day off so she can tell Mrs. Goss, the music teacher, if you ever touch my boy again, big lady, I'll bounce a hammer off your skull. I remember her doing these things swiftly and with a smile in discounted thrift store business suits that she wore just bright and distinguished enough to cover up 30 years of highway scars trucking through her spine. Some accidents you don't need to see, rubbernecker. Keep moving, because she made it. She's alive and she's famous. We can stretch Van Gogh paintings on billboards from Seattle, Washington to Cork, Ireland, and you still won't find the brilliant brushstrokes it takes to be a single mother, sacrificing the best part of her dreams to raise a baby boy who on most days she probably wants to strangle. We disagree a lot. For instance, Mom still thinks it's okay to carry on a conversation full throttle at 7 a.m., whereas I think... Oh, I'm sorry, I don't think it's happening anymore. But we both agree that love, y'all, love, it makes no mistakes. So at nighttime, when she's winding down and I'm still writing books about how to get comfortable in the skin she gave me, I see rock stars on stages smashing guitars, and it is then when I want to find them a comfortable chair, get them a snack, and introduce them to day like this, it's my mother, Teresa B. Olson, runner of the tight shift, taker of the temperature, leaver of the light on, lover of the underdog, mover of the mountain, winner of the good life, keeper of the hope, chef, guitar repair woman, and I am her son, Buddy Wakefield. I play a tricked out electric pen, thanks to the makers of music and metaphor, but I do my best to keep the words in check, and I use a padded microphone so I don't hurt you, because sometimes I smash things, and I don't ever want to let her down. Thank y'all very much.
In the workshop, even the worst thing that could happen isn't so bad, right? Do you have to stop reading the poem? Whatever. You guys aren't mobbing me, so... Yeah. Alright. If you are a 6-year-old boy named Jordan who lives in Denver, Colorado, loves baseball, has a particular affinity for Frank Sinatra and teeth to make an accordion jealous, you already know more about heartache than I will ever understand about privilege. I call myself lucky. Like shiny pennies and lottery tickets are withholding me above that murky water life so constantly keeps him flailing in. On nights the color of blood on a black and white TV where little boys learn too quickly what it means to be a man and men learn like dogs what it is to be afraid in people. Dress themselves in concrete and barbed wire, and Jordan asks things of me I don't know how to give when he says, Miss Kate, I want you to teach me to dance like those guys on MTV because I think my dad probably dances like them and I've always wanted to be just like my dad. So I spend the next hour teaching this little boy his father. Like a father is a history lesson, and Jordan is sea-walking through all his dad's past mistakes. It takes every
muscle in your body to wear resentment like armor, but Jordan's sporting nothing but love me. As he pop and lash out those feelings that make us feel weak, stop it only to say, thank you. I know my dad would be proud. If understanding is an art form, Jordan is the nourishment of social grace. Betting his share of the present on the future, banking every misery on a happy ending, tells me he's learning to dance because there is no use pretending, says Miss Katie. My mom's real sick and my little baby sister is still sleeping inside her belly and she's not going to make it either. So today I'd like you to teach me that ballet dancing because I know my baby sister would have been a beautiful ballerina. Jordan lives like the heart is a weapon of mass destruction and kiddo's gonna bleed all over you so you're so covered in love you'll forget what you ever dressed yourself in previously. And I dance like the soul is a butterfly and I'm sprouting wings head to toe. So in our ways we teach each other things we never knew we knew. And I know when he says sick that his mom is afflicted with the worst four letters ever put next to one another, given meaning, symptoms, and no cure. The next week goes by in a blur until the day Jordan comes back to class. Even I know dance won't save the dying mothers of little boys who tell me things like this. Miss Katie, this past week I really haven't felt much like dancing until this morning when I found this. And those tiny little boy hands reach out to me, an old worn-out Frank Sinatra cassette. He says, my mom used to sing me to sleep with this music, and so today, I think maybe today she'd like it if we danced to this. And I watched that little boy dance out the movements of his mother, and I have never seen anything more beautiful than her.
I'm trying not to scream at y'all this time. I think it's hard to move. I often repeat myself, and the second time's a lie. I love you. I love you. It would mean I don't. And I do. And I'm not talking about a girl I might be kissing on. I'm talking about this world I'm blissing on and hating at the exact same time. See, life doesn't rhyme. Bullets and wind chime. It's lynchings and birthday parties. It's the rope that ties the noose and the rope that hangs a backyard swing. It's a boy about to take his life, and with a knife to his wrist, he's thinking of only two things. His father's fist and his mother's kiss. And he can't stop crying. It's wanting tonight to speak the most honest poem I've ever spoken in my life, not knowing if that poem should bring you closer to living or dying, drowning or flying, because life doesn't rhyme. Last night I prayed myself to sleep, woke this morning to find God's obituary scrolled in tears on my cheeks, then walked outside to hear my neighbor erasing 10,000 years of hard labor with a single note of his violin, and the sound of the traffic rang like a hymn as the holiest leaf of autumn fell from a plastic tree limb, beautiful and ugly. Like right now, needing nothing more than be all to hug me. And if you do, I'm gonna scream like a caged bird. See, life doesn't rhyme. Sometimes love is a vulgar word. Sometimes hate calls itself peace on the nightly news. I've heard saints preaching truths that would have burned me at the stake. I've heard poets telling lies that made me believe in heaven. Sometimes I imagine Hitler at 7 years old, a paintbrush in his hand at school, thinking what color should I paint my soul. Sometimes I remember myself with track marks on my tongue from shooting up convictions that would have hung innocent men from trees. Have you ever seen a mother falling to her knees the day her son died in a war she voted for? Can you imagine how many gay teenage lives would save the day Matthew Shepard died? Could there have been anything louder than the noise inside his father's head when he begged the jury, please don't take the lives of the men who turned my son's skull to powder. And I know nothing would make my family prouder than giving up everything I believe in. Still, nothing keeps me believing like the sound of my mother breathing. Life oysters and wine. It's tasting a rapist's breath on the neck of a woman who loves you more than anyone has loved you before, than feeling holy as Mary beneath the hands of a one-night stand who's calling somebody else's name. If you never feeling more greedy than when you're handing out dollars to the needy. It's my not eating meat for the last 9 years and seeing the kindest eyes I've ever seen in my life on the face of a man with a branding iron in his hand and a beat-down baby calf wailing at his feet. It's choking on your beliefs. It's your worst sin, saving your fucking life. It's the devil's knife carving holes in your soul so angels will have a place to make their way inside. Life doesn't rhyme, so life is poetry, not math. All the world's a stage, but the stage is a meditation mat. You tilt your head back, you breathe. When your heart is broken, you plant seeds in a crack and you pray for rain. And you teach your sons and daughters there are sharks in the water. But the only way to survive is to breathe deep and dive. Thank you.
Hey, Cork, thanks for hanging out with us tonight. We didn't really talk about time or anything with Paul. I assume we're good for a couple more? Yeah? Are you all right? Everybody comfortable? You heard a lot of words on it. Oh, good. Okay, well. Yeah, it's been a long road. We rented a car in London. During rush hour, none of us have ever driven on the wrong side or the other side of the road. And we got really stressed out by that, and a couple tickets, and a lot of honking and hatred. We just started letting the rejection make us stronger every time someone honked. And I would shut out the window, first time, sorry, son of American, again. And then there's a distributor, a friend of ours who distributes for something called Strange Famous Records, St. Francis record label over in the States, and he distributes out in the UK, and he came to a couple or three of the shows. His name is Lee, and he joined up with us, and he heard our horror stories on the road, and he just wanted to get out on the road with us and offered to drive, and we took him up on it, and we haven't been able to let go of him since. I think he's become one of the crew. He really fit right in, and so we're glad to have Lee with us. And he's a Lagan now, too. Which, by the way, a Lagan isn't, we didn't name it after the river out here, or up there. Yeah.
Lagan is the Irish word for addition.
Lagan is what?
Lagan, yeah. It's Irish word for addition.
It's an Irish addition.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, Lagan was, when I saw it, it was, my neighbor put a new word in her rock garden. She builds it out of rocks every week. And the first word on the first day of the year this year was Lagan. And I said, what's that? And she said, oh, it's something that's sunk into the bottom of the sea, but it's tied to a buoy so that it can be pulled back up, rescued. And I asked the girls this week, could we call it I Am a Lagan? And they're stuck with it. They love it now, though. They haven't admitted it yet. It's been a long, after over 300,000 miles, really.
Wow.
12 dozen breakdowns nervous, also, really. One too many midnights, and a bunch of broken laws later, I've come here from out of the rain and into this rest area. Caught 22 miles between you and me, watching the information man behind his information booth, juggling predictable conversation with folks who look like iceberg lettuce and who believe that somehow the flat lines of small talk will give us life. I want them to leave. Like a big deal orchestra, removing itself from the string section so I can fiddle with fate and make music. There is a distance the size of bravery. It forms like words in the mouth of a baby, reaching out for the point where all things meet. On one end of it sits an information man, who I imagine holds down his second job as church bartender behind locked doors leading to a bell tower we will never get to see. Sinners. On the other end of this space, I am standing like shoe polish on an overstocked shelf, hoping that one day someone will pick me to make things better. This is not a showdown or a shootout. We are not facing off. But I can feel the rumble between dusk and dawn as if the chance to come clean with myself will be outlawed unless I relax. I have heard that if you pull a bent breath through the second hole of a harmonica, tuned to the key of Georgia, while a train moves by on the tail end of dusk, there is a good chance you will finally know what it means to rest. I have not yet rested. It takes a long time to make love with someone who hates themselves. Okay. It feels like I've been standing here for exactly that long. When it lasts, the rain outside, it drops off, takes everyone in this rest area with it except for me and the information man. And that's got me thinking tonight, I'm going to get the answer. And you know what I'm talking about. The answer. Emphasis on E, answer. So I put my best foot forward and take the kind of deep breath that gives me away as someone who deals with anxiety and odd numbers. Every other, every minute. In between it, the information man's eyes grab me, then shift. Back and forth like mopping floors with the sweat I sweat in battles against myself. He's got me locked in and is smiling. If you've never been rocked back by the presence of purpose, this poem, too soon for you. Return to your mediocrity, plug it into an amplifier, and rethink yourself. Because some of us are on fire for the answer. I'm ready for your rejection and rebirthing balance in my stutter steps when the info guy finally pipes up like C.R. Avery on a piano box, and he says to me, "Listen, if I didn't have so much of this life all wrong," he said, "I would have gotten it right by now. I talk a whole bunch, but I really only know a few things. So I'm not saying to follow along word for word here tonight. I'll just tell you the things I tell myself, the things I know. You can see what sticks. Okay, I know our shoes. I know our shoes were stitched from songs about highways. The best songs are the ones about Georgia. Even though I've never been there, it's the only place I still believe in Jesus. I know no matter what it is you believe in, you have to spare yourself the futility of making fun of God. Because that guy hasn't even talked in like... ever. I know, troubleshooting yourself in the foot and acting center of your own universe. It is a tricky dichotomy to deal with, but yeah, you are the center of the universe. If you weren't, you wouldn't be here. So in the middle of space and everything floating in it, it is your job to know that the emptiness is just emptiness. The stars are stars, and the flying rocks fucking hurt. So please, stop inviting all these walls. Stop inviting them into wide open spaces. I know everything is out there, y'all. It's why they call it everything. I know there are times you will lay your head to rest. You'll have a moment of brilliance that grows into a perfect order of words, but you're gonna fall asleep instead of painting them down on paper. When you wake up, you will have forgotten the idea completely and miss it like the front tooth. But at least you know how to recognize moments of brilliance, because even at your worst, you are incredible. So return to yourself. Even if you're already there. Because no matter where you go, or how hard you try, or what you do, the only person you're ever going to get to be, and I know it, thank God, is... y'all give it up for Alan.